Now, listen up for tonight's erotic story.
Fridays are for fucking.
Oh my God. Isn't it, baby?
Yes, sir.
Do I have your permission to go lower? I looked away from the oval mirror in front of me and turned around to my makeup artist. She stared expectantly, waiting for my response. I gulped. Yes, please. I returned my attention to the mirror and tried to steer my thoughts away from her sexy body. But how could I not? When I stared into the mirror, her reflection was all I could see. Her ass was round to perfection, jiggling beneath her skimpy black dress as she proceeded with the rest of my makeup. As an actress, I had my makeup done by the best makeup artists in the industry, but I had never been so intrigued by the sexy body of my makeup artist. We were on a trailer, on set, and the rest of the crew had left the makeup artist and I alone in the dressing room. She seemed more comfortable working on my face in private, her hands gracefully moving around my face as she kept swiping with a variety of brushes. She stepped backward, bent over, and applied some makeup on my chin. She tilted my head down, and in this position, all I could see was the fullness of her breasts. Her breasts were so round and full, I wondered if they were real. I identified as bisexual, but only a few people knew of my sexual orientation, and I couldn't risk letting a celebrity makeup artist in on my secret. But the longer I stared at her beautiful breasts, the more I wanted to knead them. She swiped the makeup brush down my neck, past my collarbone, and proceeded towards my cleavage. I held my breath and grabbed the wooden arms of my chair. She had my permission to go lower. This was all for the movie. In the movie, I had narrowly survived an accident and had been left with some ugly scars to tell the story. The scars could extend to my breasts and stretch towards my belly button. My body trembled with need as I thought about the makeup artist touching sensitive parts of my body while she prepared me for the movie. "Wow," I said, admiring my reflection in the mirror. The injuries were so real. I almost got scared that I was actually wounded. "This is amazing," I said. "You're so talented." "I try," she said. Her breasts jiggled as she spoke. She touched the top of my fluffy pink towel. "May I?" she asked. I nodded. "It's all for the movie," she chuckled. "Yeah, it's all for the movie." She pulled a loose end at the towel, letting the fabric fall loose. My breasts bounced out of hiding. They were not as huge as hers, but they were just as bouncy. Her eyes gleamed at the sight of them, and I felt her drawing a pattern on my chest. When she made her way to my left breast, I felt more of her fingers than the pencil she was drawing with. She trailed a path to my areola. My nipples hardened under her touch, and then I felt a familiar wetness building up between my legs. I could close my legs to hide my arousal, but I kept them parted because she was standing between them. She was standing dangerously close to my pussy, that I feared she could feel the heat oozing out with my pussy juice. "Oops," she sighed. "I made a mistake with the sketch. I'll have to clean this up now." She squatted between my legs, placed both hands on my left breast, and started to wipe my breast with a makeup cleaning wipe. Her hands were so soft. The coldness of the cleaning wipe starkly contrasted with the raging fire of lust inside of me. I didn't want to be vocal about the pleasure I now felt, but when a moan escaped me, I knew I did not have the power to fight my emotions. Another moan proceeded where that came from, and then there was another. I tilted back, scooted on the chair, and placed my head on the headrest. My breath hitched in my throat. While she kept kneading my breast, she cupped my other breast and started to run her hands all over it as well. And then, I felt a tingling warmth around my right nipple. I gasped, stunned beyond imagining. I opened my eyes and saw her lips wrapped around my nipple, trapping the little sensitive orb in her warm enclosure. This shouldn't be happening. Not in this trailer. Not on the set. But I was enjoying this way too much to put a stop to it. I moaned harder, a little louder. But when I realized my voice was loud enough to drift out of the room, I reduced it to a hushed whimper. Her right hand settled on my left thigh and started on its way towards the crux of my legs. I parted my legs more. I was dying to feel her inside of me, to feel her fingers roaming my pussy. She placed her finger at my opening, and then she found her way inside of me. My pussy lips parted, letting her in. Her thrust was a little harder than I expected. I tightened my grip on the armrests of the chair and tried to sit steadily as she kept fucking me with her fingers. I thought her fingers would be enough to satiate my desire, but only a few moments after she started to fuck me with her finger, I realized I wanted more than just her fingers. I grabbed her head and moved it down towards my pussy. Once there, she buried her face in my wet snatch and quickly shoved her tongue inside of me. She worked her tongue inside of me, flicking and circling. We didn't have much time left, but in the little time we had, she made me come all over her tongue.